So that's a lovely idea. Why are we sharing your wedding cake horror stories? Well, because we have an acclaimed baker of wedding cakes joining us on the show today. On the line with me is Grace Stevens, an award-winning author and television chef who wants to chat to us about making sure your wedding cake is everything you hoped and dreamed of, and share some tips on what to do and what not to do when you are planning the cake. Grace, thank you so much for joining us today. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Those stories are, oh, they're giving me nightmares.
Have you ever had a cake go horribly wrong in some fashion like that? That you'd made a gorgeous cake and then somebody dropped it before the wedding or anything like that?
I did. I had some. I don't normally let people come and fetch their cakes. I always deliver for a lot of good reasons.
You've just heard why.
Yeah, I had these people come and collect the cake, and it was in the back of a bucky, and she had been shopping beforehand, and she had a pocket of potatoes and a pocket of onions in the back of the bucky that this cake was supposed to go with. And I said, can't you put those somewhere else? And I'm sure to this day that when that cake arrived at the venue, it had the imprint of a pocket of potatoes on one side and the imprint of a pocket of onions on the other.
And hopefully not the scent of onions eking into the icing either.
Ouch. Oh, dear, yes.
Okay, so Grace, there's tip number one. Don't try and do it yourself when it comes to delivering the cake. It really pays to let the person who made it for you bring it straight to the wedding venue, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Picking up a cake and driving with it is a completely different experience, and you don't need the stress. It is worth paying the decorator to have it delivered to your venue so that you've got one less thing to worry about.
So I'm going to second that one from very close personal experience, and I'm not going to say any more because the family member responsible might be listening today, Grace. But all I can say is I agree. It's totally worth it to get it delivered professionally, and that's all I'll say. Grace, yeah, okay. I mean, wedding cake trends come and go just as much as dress styles do. A couple of years ago, everybody wanted a croque en bouche. Then it goes back to the traditional fruitcake. Then it's red velvet cake. Then it's cupcakes. What's sort of in vogue at the moment?
At the moment, we've got such an eclectic, I think because everybody's held their weddings over from previous seasons with COVID, I think we've got a real eclectic trends at the moment. We've still got the rustic naked cakes, which seem to never, ever go out of trend. And then we've definitely, buttercream is a huge trend and lots of florals. We still have our garlands as trends at the moment. Lots of pressed flowers. We're seeing. Oh dear,
Grace, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sorry. For a second, I thought the line had dropped. No problem. So, a rustic naked cake. For those who are not quite sure what you're referencing, please explain what that is.
Well, you know, it's that trend where you've got barely enough buttercream on the sides of your cake, so that you can still see a little bit of the cake underneath, and then you just get a really soft covering of buttercream. Buttercream is a big trend at the moment. I think it's great for the South African palate. And I think that we're going with lots of texture at the moment. We definitely are going small. Mm-hmm. We've lost that big 7-8 tier wonders, and people are really going intimate. So small cakes are definitely on trend, and individual cakes are really seeing an uprise.
Gosh, that's a lot of work.
Exactly, it is. But I think that people are now, they're thinking about who they're inviting to their wedding because we've got restrictions on numbers. So now that they're really thinking of each guest as an individual, and they are really showing their appreciation for that person coming. So I think that that's where the trend is going, more intimate.
It's such a lovely idea to send your guest home with their very own miniature, teeny tiny little wedding cake. Lovely. Small is everything right now with restrictions on numbers at any kind of function. I mean, Grace, before we carry on talking about cakes, just a reflection. What has the last year been like? Because you, like everybody else in the wedding industry, must have suffered acutely, particularly in the early months of lockdown.
Absolutely. We've had to kind of roll with the punches. People have been, on my side, people have been very kind and very generous and not demanded the deposits back, but really have pushed things forward and kind of been really flexible. I think we just have to understand that everybody's under a lot of pressure and we just have to roll with the punches. So I think that from my side, that has been, we've had some delays, we've had some scale downs on my side, and we've just kind of had to be very flexible.
Okay. Oh, it's lovely to hear that people in general have been understanding and worked with you, Grace. That's fantastic feedback. Now, yes, in terms of choosing your cake, obviously the bride and groom's personal preference is going to play a role here. The sort of tone and theme of the wedding that they've chosen is going to play a role. What else needs to be thought about when you're planning a wedding cake? Any suggestions on key things not to overlook?
Yes, you have to decide if it's going to be part of your dessert or if it's going to be just with your coffee at the end, or if you just want it as a showpiece, because that will determine the size of your cake, so how many servings you're going to have. And dessert servings are double the size of a coffee serving, so that's right, going to determine just how big your cake is. I think that as a trend, people just don't want too much left over these days. They really want to be really frugal with their money.
Makes a lot of sense given how many people's financial circumstances have changed because of lockdown. You can totally understand that.
Absolutely.
While we're talking money, Grace, obviously every cake is different and the ingredients you choose and the size you choose are going to factor into the cost of the cake. But ballpark figures, what can one expect to pay for a wedding cake these days?
I think that you're looking at around between about 35 rand a serving to about 85 rand a serving. So that's generally what you should take into account. Obviously, the detailing on your cake is going to add to the costs. So you really, really like average cake is going to be about 45 rand a serving. So that's how I look at it. Mm-hmm. Because if you're going to serve it as a dessert, you must also take into consideration that a lot of these venues they charge platage. So they will cut your cake for you and they'll put it on a plate and put some coolie on it or some, you know, ice cream or cream or something like that. So you've got to bear in mind what a dessert would cost you at the venue and then kind of play it by ear like that.
Okay, that's such an important tip that I think a lot of people would overlook. They would just assume I'm buying the cake and the plates and the knives and forks and things come with it from the venue. It's important what you've noted that not all venues see it that way. What about sort of advance warning and planning time? Grace, do you need to book a baker months in advance, weeks in advance, or can you find one quite easily if it's a last minute affair?
I think if you're looking for someone who's going to really capture your look and exactly like replicate it so that you can get a continuity with your whole venue and your dress and all those kind of things, you need to book them far in advance. Because if you don't have a fit, you need to find somebody else. So you're going to have to go and kind of meet with different decorators and see if they really are on board with your design. And remember, different decorators have different strengths. So if you want a chocolate-covered cake with chocolate detailing, you need to find a decorator that's their strength. And if you want sugar flowers, then you need to find somebody who's really, really good at making sugar flowers. And that might take some time. So don't leave the cake to the last minute, because it is going to be in your photographs forever. So yeah, if you want to get the best possible design for you, then I'd say at least give it 6 months. But if you've got a designer in mind, book her as soon as possible, because those sort of designers where everybody is just amping to get them to do their cake, those guys can fill up a year to 2 years ahead of time.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, you mentioned photographing it. Very important tip I know from looking at your website and reading some of your written work before, Grace. You recommend that you get the photographer to shoot the cake before the wedding's even happened, don't you?
Absolutely. I think if you have got fresh flowers, I'm not a fan of fresh flowers because they wilt, and some of them are not necessarily edible. Even really, some of them are quite poisonous, even the ones that you least expect to be. But if you've got fresh flowers on your cake, they are going to wilt. So if you're going to keep the photographs for later in the event, you actually are not going to get the best look for your cake. So, and, you know, events, venues, they get hot, and it depends on what the evening's like, but you're not going to have the best looking cake unless you take it right at the beginning when it's just been delivered and that kind of thing. So coordinate with your photographer and your cake designer so that when it's delivered, it can be shown in the best light and the photographer can take photographs right away.
Lovely advice. There's another voice note come in about somebody else's cake experience gone wrong. Let's take a quick listen to that.
Hi, Papa. My name's Vanessa. When I got married, and I'm talking like many, many years ago, I forgot to order a wedding cake. And I went to the bakery, and there was someone else's wedding cake. And my mom said, just buy the wedding cake. And we bought someone else's wedding cake. And the wedding went off well.
But what about the person who was waiting for that wedding cake, Vanessa?
Wow.
I'm hoping against hope, Grace, that was a wedding that was called off last minute and that they got refunded the amount Vanessa paid for it.
I'm thinking, like, maybe she should buy my lotto ticket for me.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
Okay. It's a lucky bride.
Grace, we hope nobody has to leave it to luck and chance. You've given us some very good practical tips to think about if you are planning a wedding. The last thing just to comment on, I think, is people's expectations in terms of payment up front. This is not an item that is paid for after it has been eaten. I think important to say that.
It is important. You're going to have to pay a deposit, at least 50% deposit, and you are going to have to pay at least, you know, some decorators a month before the event or up to a week before the event. So you must make sure that whoever's paying for the cake actually knows what it costs, because you might actually find that Auntie Sue, who promised to pay for your wedding cake, might have a heart attack 2 weeks before the wedding when she's asked to cough up for the cake. So just communicate well with the people who've decided to fund different parts of your wedding. You're only going to get the best from your decorator if there's lots of great communication and that you do budget for changes. Remember, if you make any changes to your design, there's going to be a fee attached to that, and you need to be flexible with those sort of things.
Grace, thank you so much for the very practical advice you've shared with us today. Grace Stevens, an award-winning author and TV chef and baker of absolutely gorgeous cakes, which you can check out for yourself on her website, gracestevens.co.za. You can also read up more about her live and online classes if you're interested in brushing up your own baking skills as well. Appreciate having you on the show today, Grace.